Jim McGovern is a congressman, a very important congressman, I may say, from Massachusetts 2nd District, a Democrat in office since 1997. Hey, Jim, there's so much to talk about. Let's talk about first Donald Trump Jr. What do you make of this whole kerfuffle?
It's strange, but it's troublesome. It's troublesome because it's clear, based on the email he received, that he thought he was having a meeting about to get information about Hillary Clinton that the Russian government provided. And then secondly, it's troubling because the person he met with, this Russian attorney, she has spent a great deal of her time trying to undo human rights law and sanctions against human rights abusers in Russia. I mean, she's not a good person and with very close ties to the Kremlin. So on both counts, this is not a meeting that I think any of us, if in a similar position, would ever take.
There have been many commentators who have been saying the first thing that should have happened, as has happened in previous campaigns, is when you get a letter like this, you go right to the FBI with it.
Absolutely. Al Gore did that when he received George Bush's briefing book for his debate inappropriately. But this is even worse because this is not, you know, some U.S., you know, entity passing on, you know, campaign opposition research. This is a foreign government. This is the Russian government. And so if, you know, if ever alarm bells should have gone off in somebody's brain, it should have been when he received that that email from his associate saying the Russian government wants your dad to win the presidency.
In your heart of hearts, do you think it's possible that there was collusion between the Trump campaign and, you know, all that money that Trump has been dealing with over in Russia? Is this beginning to really pass the stink test?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think there very, very, very well may have been collusion. And, you know, maybe that they didn't know what they were doing when they were colluding and didn't think there was anything wrong with it. Because, you know, that's maybe the way they operate. But it's very, very serious. And and what makes it even worse is that every time they deny something, then we find out that what they just denied is a lie. And so they have to keep on readjusting their explanation. So there's no credibility here anymore. I mean, I wouldn't trust this administration to tell me the correct time anymore when it comes to Russia. I mean, and, you know, and I also am wondering, like, what is going through Donald Trump's mind when he meets with Vladimir Putin and doesn't bring up the issue of human rights, you know, and doesn't talk in any serious way about consequences for meddling in our election. Basically, what the Russians are telling us is that he accepted Putin's explanation. I mean, there's just something that's not right there. And I know the president seems to have this affinity for authoritarian dictators, but this is all very, very strange. And and we'll see. I mean, there's investigations going on, and Bob Mueller is doing his investigation, and we'll have to wait and see what the outcome is. But it's very, very troublesome.
What if he fires Mueller?
Well, I think it would backfire. There are some Republicans, especially in the Senate, who have kind of had it, who are expressing their concern pretty loudly about the fact that this is not normal and this is very, very disturbing. And even, you know, Trump's, you know, willingness to try to work on cybersecurity issues with the Russians as if somehow they had the same interests we do. I mean, they're the ones who have been, you know, monitoring and hacking into our system here. I think it would backfire tremendously, and it would be something so politically damaging. I don't think he could overcome it.
Let me talk to you about his. You just mentioned it. I want to get into that for a second. He tweets or he says that Trump, that is, he and Putin have agreed to a cybersecurity pact. They're going to set up something that's going to prevent that from happening. This did not pass the laugh test, did it?
No. No, I mean, again, I mean, you know, it implies that, you know, we're operating at, you know, from the same vantage point here. No, the Russians are interested in, you know, in hacking into everything they can in this country because they want to know everything we're doing and they want to be able to influence events here in the United States like they do in a lot of other countries around the world. you know, and to share sensitive information with the Russians, or to, you know, to I assume that's what would have to happen if you were to have some sort of a cybersecurity agreement. You know, again, set off a whole bunch of alarm bells with a lot of, you know, people who are experts in this field, and a lot of Republican senators and congressmen as well.
I know that you've been a big fighter against hunger in America and trying to make that right. We're going in the wrong direction, according to this administration, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, look, I just don't think this administration has any clue what the reality is out there across the country. You know, we're the richest country in the history of the world. We have 42 million people who are food insecure or hungry. As a member of Congress, I'm ashamed of that fact. I mean, we ought to be able to fix this problem. And yet, listening to this administration, you think everybody who's poor who's on SNAP is somehow lazy or living the high life. You know, I heard an administration official say that, you know, people who live on SNAP, you know, enjoy lobster and filet mignon. And, you know, it shows the ignorance here, because the average SNAP benefit is about $1.40 per person per meal. You can't even buy a cup of coffee with that. So, I mean, it's, you know, they have this perception out there that doesn't reflect reality. And as a result, we're not solving these problems, and we're making the lives of millions of people in this country more miserable.
Well, but don't they have to meet St. Peter at some point? What are they going to say to him?
Yeah, I if St. Peter asked them, you know, what did you do to feed the hungry, they're going to have to respond, nothing. We made it worse. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're moving. When I look at their budget, you know, it's like they're creating a government without a conscience. A government that, you know, that has this kind of Darwinian approach to things, that if you're doing well off, great. If you're not, too bad. And I even look at this health care bill that they're proposing. I mean, it is heartless. I mean, the idea that you throw 23 million Americans off of health insurance, I mean, who thinks that's a good idea, you know, or raise costs for middle-class families because you're basically going to cut Medicaid by $1 trillion so you can give a tax cut to the wealthiest people in the country? I mean, really, who other than a small group of elites in this country think that that's a wise way to approach things? So
Do you think this is bringing, Jim McGovern, do you think this is bringing us any closer to a rational single-payer system, maybe Medicare for all?
Well, I hope so. If not an outright Medicare for all approach, you know, maybe the idea of introducing a public option that allows people to buy into Medicare, or that you know, provides a government health care plan that is affordable and that provides people what they need, you know, in order to be able to get good quality health care. So, I mean, I think, you know, I don't know how it's all going to work out in the Senate. I know we've been told today that Ted Cruz is going to lead the charge to protect Trump care and get it passed. You know, I hope he fails, and I hope he fails miserably, because, again, if that were to pass, it's a rotten thing to do to the American people. But if it fails, then I hope we can go back to the drawing board and figure out, you know, how we can improve upon the Affordable Care Act and make it more affordable, more accessible, and deal with the issue of rising prescription drug costs.
If Trump gets his way on this, is it because it's a substantive victory, or because he just needs something?
I think if Trump gets his way, it's all about politics. I mean, this is not about substance. If it were about substance, we'd do hearings. If it were about substance, you know, there'd be a lot more input from advocate groups and individuals across the country, you know, who care very deeply about this issue. This is about a win, and about, you know, basically trying to erase Obama's legacy just for the sake of erasing Obama's legacy. It is so stupid in terms of, you know, its approach to policy, because it's not about helping people. It's not about anything to improve anything. It's just about moving forward on something to say you did something. And, you know, I have a view that, you know, process matters. When you have a lousy process, you usually end up with lousy legislation. A process that doesn't include hearings, that doesn't, you know, have the text out there for a while so that people can understand what's in it and they can react to it, you know, that's a lousy process. I'm doing everything I can to try to make sure that it goes down to defeat. And then I stand willing to work in a bipartisan way, you know, to make improvements. And improvements, in my opinion, are about making it more affordable, about making it more accessible, and about lowering prescription drug prices.
Jim McGovern is my kind of congressman from Massachusetts, 2nd District, a Democrat in office since 1997. And Jim, we thank you for giving us this wonderful time. And when we come back, we'll have plenty more to talk about.
All the best.